one of you for joining this call. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and our task for today is Thank God for Wisdom Wednesday. And the scripture is James 1 and 5, which says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And also, please read Proverbs chapter 4. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore you, and we exalt you. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for your power and your anointing, O God. We thank you that your hand is upon us, O God. And we thank you that you still sit on the throne and that you are King and that you are Lord of Lords. So on this night day of November 2016, God, we command the morning to light up with what you would have to manifest here on earth as it is in heaven, O God, that your will be done. Your kingdom shall come in the name of Jesus, O God, and we can trust and believe that you are working all things out for our good. So we thank you, O God. We thank you that you are pouring down godly wisdom upon us. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill them up until they overflow with virtue, with those good things and great things that you have in store for them, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for Minister Kai as she would come forth this morning, that you would increase in her as she decreases, that your word would go forth uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that each and every single ear on this line will be open to hear what you say, oh God, at this divine and appointed time in our lives, Father. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for godly wisdom. We thank you for allowing us to wake up into a new day that we have never seen before. And so we know that you are here with us, oh God. And so we thank you. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you that miracles, signs, and wonders shall be seen in 2016. And I decree and declare this in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, and in the magnificent name of Jesus. I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. And so at this time, it is an honor to bring to the line, and the next voice you will hear will be a woman who is wise, intelligent, loving, loyal, and anointed. Our hostess for this morning, none other than Minister Willa Peterson. Are you out there, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can. Thank you, my sister Tiffany, Minister Tiffany, for that wonderful prayer, for the words of wisdom, as we call this Think on the Wisdom Wednesday. And I greet you here in Washington, D.C. We just praise God for this day, and thank you for just getting us all situated in our hearts, because as I woke up this morning, I said, even D.C. is crying because it's raining outside. But we know that God knows and everything you said, and we know that this is certainly a Romans 8:28 moment. So praise the Lord. I thank you, my family members, for joining us here. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we love to refer to as Dr. Super Fantastic and Dr. Dimples, and our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle who pushes us out of the nest, and we just love her so much for that, greetings to you this morning. Well, we're just so excited that God has enabled us to get together this morning. As you know, we get together every Monday through Friday morning. 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 Central Time, and 8 Eastern Time. And if you just want to get on and fellowship with us, just get on 10 minutes earlier, and we will just have a wonderful time just fellowshipping with one another, ministering to one another, and encouraging one another. Well, this call, the Master's Call, was founded 6 years ago. Can you believe we are celebrating our 6-year, 2-week anniversary? And God did not leave us without a mission statement. That mission statement is Psalm 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And this call was based upon the principles that Dr. Vanessa gave us to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we began our day. Now, for our theme this year, 2016, God also put it on her heart, through me, God's glory is being seen. And we know that this scripture verse is just going to really work through us as we go through the days ahead. We have to let God's glory be seen in us. Well, we know we're going to have a rich message this morning from our minister who will bring it to us. And so we know you're going to want to go back and hear that message. And to do so, you go to 712-432-1085. And the pin code is 957-6770. Again, 712-432-1085. And the pin code is 957-6770. To hear all the messages here on the TMC call, we know you're going to want to go back and do that. You can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Now, the TMC call is a place where we love to pray. And as you know, on Fridays, we reserve our prayer requests, and we love to hear your praise reports then. But if God should put it on your heart, if you have a need that you want to bring before the Lord before that, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Now, we are not a special club. We are not a reserved for only club. So I'm just saying all that to tell you that we would love to have you to be a part of our team. You can be a part of our team to greet, as you heard Minister Tiffany do so beautifully, or to host, as I am doing now. Or even if God has given you a word that you just want to share with everyone, we would love to hear from you. And you can do that by emailing that request to us at info@themasterscall.net. And I can guarantee you that Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, who does just a beautiful job of keeping us all informed and together, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in touch with you. We are excited because really, really soon in February, we have the Artist Extravaganza coming up. And you're going to want to start looking at that and start booking planning reservations, because that would be held February 17th through the 19th. Again, February 17th through the 19th. And that's going to be an exciting time to really grow your artist business. For the latest promotions in Artist International, you can go to your back office and for the webinar, and that number is 712-432-0900. And the PIN code is 847-610-COUNT. Again, 712-432-0900. And the PIN is not 847-610-COUNT. Well, so much for all of that. I am just so excited to enter it, and I will come back with more announcements after we hear our wonderful speaker give a word for us this morning. We have our speaker, none other than our very own minister and author, Minister Kai Brown. Minister Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Counseling. She is currently a Ph.D. candidate in Pastoral Care and Counseling. And as I mentioned earlier, Minister Kai has also written a book, and I hope when she talks, she will share more information with you about that book and the new ministry that God has put on her heart. Kai is also in the process of ordination in the Ministry of New Destiny Christian Ministries. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishments and blessing is to be the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is a sophomore at Center College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor and is looking forward to whatever God has for her next. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. So it is my pleasure to introduce to you a woman who is kind, she's anointed, and she's intelligent and very inspirational. None other but our dear sister, whom we love dearly, Minister Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you. And we're looking forward to hear what you have to say for us today. Praise God.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, again, thank you, Minister Willa, for that amazing introduction. And all I can say is, but God. Now, I know a lot of us, I'm just going to get straight into it today. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK. I do not want to forget to honor the two amazing women of God who have brought us here to the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. But I'm going to jump right into the word. And I know a lot of people are feeling despondent and distracted. I'm not one to let the elephant sit in the room without speaking about it. So this morning when I woke up at 3 a.m., to find out that Donald Trump is our president-elect, I had to say, okay, Lord, what does this mean? What does this mean? What am I supposed to do with this? And as I began to pray and seek God as I do in all things, as we all should as his children, he said to me, what does this really change for you as my child? Does it change the fact that I am still on the throne? Does it change the fact that I am still in control? Does it change the fact that I, your God, am almighty? And I had to stop and say, no, it don't change none of that. So you're still going to get up. You're still going to go to work. You're still going to pay your bills. You're still going to love your children. You're still going to do the same things today as you did yesterday. Because I am still the same God that I was yesterday. See, we might want to get distracted, and it's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to feel what you feel as long as you allow the God whom you say you serve to be in control. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So let us be honest. No, we don't. Most of the people on this call did not want Donald Trump to be president. Even I, as a Republican, did not want Donald Trump to be president. However, I cannot allow that he is now going to be our 45th president distract me from what God has given me to do. He has given us things to do. So do not allow who has become president to get you distracted and let you lose focus. Philippians 4:8 tells you, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, that does not mean that the thought of Donald Trump being president is not going to creep up, because you're going to see it a lot. It's going to be everywhere. It's going to be on the news. People at work are going to be talking about it. But you can't allow that to get you so distracted that you take your eyes off of what God has given you to do. God will not be mocked. The word says that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and those who are called according to his purpose. So you have a choice to make. Even in your disappointment, do you love God and are you called according to his purpose? That's a choice. we have to make a decision that we, as the word tells us, that we are going to pray for those who are in authority over us. That means starting today, we need to be praying for Donald Trump and his administration. Yeah, that's tough, because no, I don't want to pray for him. Look, I just to be real, I don't want to pray for him. But I understand that the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. So if I choose not to pray, then I choose to let it be whatever it is. So we have to make some really tough decisions. God is not surprised by Donald Trump becoming president. He's not. It didn't catch him off guard. He didn't wake up this morning and was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. God was not caught off guard by this. And if we think that his timing was perfect yesterday, then his timing still has to be perfect today. So we really have to take a minute to walk through the emotions of what we're feeling, and that's okay. It's okay to feel it, but it's not okay to allow yourself to become stuck in it. See, God cannot take us to that next place if we're stuck and focused on some things that he did not give us to focus on. So we have to make a decision that we are going to do the same things that God has given us to do today, just the way we did them, the way he gave them, those things he gave us to do yesterday. So we need to take comfort and peace knowing that we, as his children, are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Nothing really changes for us. Oh, people running scared, it's going to mess with the economy, stock market going crazy. But we're in God's economy. So, yes, there's a cause and effect, and there are consequences for voting Donald Trump in as president. One of those consequences are world markets are going crazy. But we have the peace of Jesus, which passes all understanding. So we're not going to allow ourselves to be ruled by the things of this world. Yes, we have to be in the world. But God is very clear when he tells us not to be of it. Colossians 3:23 through 25 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done. And there is no partiality. You take care of your assignment. And you do your assignment as if you were doing it unto the Lord. That's your responsibility. That is each of our responsibilities. You are serving the Lord Christ. You are not serving man. You are not serving Donald Trump. You are not serving the president. We are praying for him. But we aren't serving him. See, we serve a mighty God, a God who no matter what our situations and circumstances look like, has made some promises to us. He promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us. The promise is, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. So we have to make a decision, a conscious choice to work through the emotional upheaval that this has caused. And it has caused some things. And there are going to be some people who do some bold and brash and unreasonable things. It happened to my son at work last night. They were talking about how disappointed they were with the election, and one of his coworkers was trying to figure out how he was going to explain this to his daughters when they wake up and he takes them to school. and somebody who was not a part of their conversation, my son being the only African-American young man, he got called the N-word in that room. He had a choice to make. How am I going to respond to this? Am I going to let the Christ in me respond? Or am I going to respond in the natural? See, we've got some hard places to go through. And God never promised us that it was going to be easy and a bed of roses. We see that from the example that Jesus set for us. If it was supposed to be easy for anyone, it would have been Jesus. But instead, he came to give his life so that we could be saved and return to right relationship with God. So again, we have to make a decision. We have to step back outside of ourselves and say, okay, God, what do we do from here? Hebrews 4:14-16 says, since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in times of need. If we believe what we say we believe, then our responsibility now is to press further into God, to draw near that we may receive mercy and find grace. So we have to make a choice. Do we allow this to control who we are, what we do, and what we become? Or do we press in prayer and seek God's way of dealing and handling this? Now, any of you who know me know that how I am about my son. Could have very well gotten in my car and driven to Virginia and lost my mind. That is just how I am about Christopher. Let us just be honest. But instead, I pressed in prayer and sought God's wisdom. See, we can't be reactionary in this thing. We have to respond with the love and grace of God. The fact that we have to love our neighbors as ourselves has not changed. Because of who our next president is. See, we have to keep all of this in perspective. We can't allow it to change who we are as children of God. So I know I'm not saying it's going to be an easy process. I'm not even telling you it's going to be easy for me. But what I am saying is I know the God I serve. And I know that in the end I win. And so I'm going to do what I have to do, which is pray, read, fast, tithe, all of those things that he's given me to do before are still mine. The promise is still mine. It's still yours. So take a minute, feel what you feel, and then say, okay, God, what do we do next? Always, the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So in this thing, we need to seek him first. Not to react, but to respond in that the way, the manner that God has given us to respond. Donald Trump being president is a fact. But the truth is, our God is still omnipresent, omnipotent, and all powerful. I turn it back over to you, Minister Willa.
She's following me back.
Minister Willa.
Oh, yes, good morning. I could hardly hear you. I was saying, I think you're calling me back. Well, praise
yes,
the
ma'am.
Lord. And Minister Kai, thank you so much for those rich words of wisdom that we know we needed to hear this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our King, we come to you this Wednesday morning thanking you so much for your love, for your goodness, for your mercy. Thank you so much, Lord, for blessing Minister Kai to bring a word that we so needed to hear in due season. She's absolutely correct. We're still going to do the things that we have to do. We're still going to pay our bills. We're still going to love our families, Lord. And what you put on my heart is we are still the head and not the tail. We're still above and not beneath. We're still the lenders and not the borrowers. So we thank you for the richness of your word. And we know that no matter what, we walk by faith and not by sight. So, Father, we thank you for Minister Kai. We ask, oh, God, you continue to download her with the wisdom, Lord, because there's a hurting world out there today. And, Father, that not only Minister Kai will take the gospel to people and to enrich and enhance and encourage them, Lord, but that we do the same as well. Continue, oh, Lord, to order her footsteps and continue to be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path. And, Lord, we just thank you that whatever her hands touch, whether it be in her business, her book, Lord, that it prospers and that you just shower her with favor. Lord, we thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon who have given us this platform to come to you each and every Monday through Friday morning. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that amidst everything they have going on in their lives, they have still found time to do and to be a part of what you have destined for them to do. So, Lord, we just ask you continue to bless them, continue to love on them, Lord, and continue to enrich them, Lord, and be their support, oh God, and be all that they need you to be. Father, we lift up our dear mother Vivian, Benita's mother. Father, we thank you that her life is in your hands and all is well because we're calling it that, because you've given us that authority. Father, we thank you that the doctors have her best interest at heart. We thank you, Lord, that you are taking care of Charles, Pastor Candy's brother. Father, we lift him up before you right now, and we say, as we always say, that everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask a special prayer on Pastor Candy today as she goes through this week in the remembrance of her husband Stanley's home going with the Lord. Oh God, just be everything that Pastor Candy needs you to be. Please comfort her heart, the heart of her family, Lord, and also be with her son-in-law, Kendall, whose mother also went home to be with the Lord this time last year. Father, please be everything they need you to be. Envelop them in your love. We continue to lift up Robert Jackson on the home going of his mother, his grandmother, Archniece Wicker, Kendrick Carter, Lord, and Archniece Wicker. I said that already. Father, and just everyone, Lord, who we are entrusting to you, we do pray for our president-elect, Lord, and we know that a change, oh Lord, from you is going to come, and we just ask, oh God, because you said the heart of a king is in your hands, and like rivers of water, you can turn it any way you want. So we thank you, we praise you, we honor you this morning for the seen and the unseen things that we know that you're going to do to make America and this world be the place you would have it to be. And we just say hallelujah right now. We give a pre-praise right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TNC family, I know you are going to want to go back and hear that rich word that Minister Kai brought to us this morning. Excuse me. So to do that, go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, today is on motivational, the new morning motivational call is Awareness Wednesday, and you can go there right after this call, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 2941617. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN, 2941617. I want to thank Minister Tiffany for setting the atmosphere this morning with that powerful prayer and with that powerful tagline that we needed to hear today about walking in wisdom.
I want to thank our Minister Kai for bringing us the word that followed up that powerful tagline. They just went so in sync. You see how the Holy Spirit works. And I thank each and every one of you, our family members, for coming here to be with us this morning as we love on the Lord and as we walk in wisdom and as we know that God is doing the above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power that works within us. Have a blessed day. And as I always say, I love me some you. Now, Minister Kai, are you there to bring us our closing benediction?
I am, Minister Willis. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we thank you that you are the God of all salvation. You are all-powerful and all-knowing, Father. Father, we pray for Teresa Stewart on the homegoing of her aunt. We ask that you just comfort each person who is struggling with the outcome of the election, Father. Show us your path forward. We believe we walk in your perfect will, and we know that you will do the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in us. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen, because Jesus lives. Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you, and we glorify and magnify your name. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.